This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been over 3 years since activists took to the streets in Ferguson to demand changes to how police interact with black people. The catalyst, the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown on August 9, 2014. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, few believe the fight is over to alter hearts, minds, and laws.
Unlike other demonstrators who left town or moved on, Ferguson resident Tony Rice is not going anywhere. Over the last 3 years, Rice inhaled tear gas, attended countless city council meetings, and curated his Twitter feed with vivid images of confrontations between police and protesters. Rice says he's committed to changing the way area police departments treat black people like himself.
America has been put on notice that marginalized people no longer want to be treated a certain way. You know, they're out to reclaim their humanity.
Rice is part of a group of activists who are still pushing for policy changes. Some helped lead the fight to raise St. Louis's minimum wage. Others organized protests over conditions in the city's prisons. Elizabeth Vega kept her focus on police accountability, as evidenced by taking part in a demonstration this week for two young men who were shot and killed recently by St. Louis police.
We just have to do better. We just absolutely have to do better. I don't want them to grow up in a world where this is their reality, where black kids talk about how not to get shot by the police.
There are at least three black men who've transitioned from protests to politics in the past year. St. Louis Alderman John Collins Muhammad, State Representative Bruce Franks, and St. Louis Democratic Committeeman Rasheen Aldridge. Aldridge says he's heartened that activists took seats of power, but there's been a lot of negative emotions along the way, especially the disappointment many felt when white former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson wasn't indicted for shooting Brown.
Not getting the indictment of Darren Wilson, having to be called thugs and looters and all these things, over time, I think mentally and the chemicals that we were taking in also in a post-traumatic stress type of way affected us as well.
There were other setbacks over the past few years. The Republican-controlled Missouri General Assembly pushed aside a host of bills that activists supported, such as independent investigators for police-involved killings. And politicians like President Donald Trump wrote a law and order message to victory. For Collins Muhammad, those things aren't reasons to be discouraged. He says it's an opportunity for black public officials to band together.
We have to acknowledge the setbacks in order to move forward. We can't keep moving forward until we understand what we did wrong, 3 years ago. And now what do we want to do right moving 3 years forward?
Frank says his time in Ferguson helped him improve a statewide system that alerts the public when a police officer is shot. The St. Louis Democrat says his presence in the Capitol is a victory in and of itself.
If anybody questions what good came out of Ferguson, what impactful came out of Ferguson, you tell them Representative Bruce Franks Jr.
Policy change is only part of the battle. Another is upending racism that held black St. Louis residents back. That's the opinion of people like Sharon Williams, a former Ferguson resident who helped care for injured protesters. She says change will remain elusive unless white people come to terms with their historic and current role in displacing black communities and keeping African Americans at an educational and economic disadvantage.
If indeed we got the same structure and the same people still in place, how is it going to change? No one in the community, in the immediate community that's black, can get in to make a difference.
It will take more anniversaries of Michael Brown's death before it's clear whether the region can come together. Until then, those that march in Brown's memory and for policy change say they'll foster tough discussions behind the generations-long racial divide. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.